Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
This guy is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, get ready for a really incredible Robert Scott Bell show today from Autism One. We've got great guests, including Brian Hooker, PhD. You've been waiting to hear from Brian. He's coming up soon. But first and foremost, my hero, my dear friend, Diane Miller. She's been a champion for health freedom and healing liberty for so many years, and she's here with us. National health freedom is on the line here. Safe harbor for natural health healers everywhere. Thanks to you, but we're not done.
No, we're not.
We got lots to go.
That's for sure.
Well, it's so great to see you here at Autism One. I mean, we miss seeing each other at the Health Freedom Expos every year.
Right.
And I've been encouraging folks to show up at Autism One, and you did.
Yeah, it's my first time, and I'm just, every year, we've been so busy in legislative session that I wasn't able to come. And this year I said, I don't care.
I'm coming anyway. You were my highlight surprise of the weekend, honestly. I was like, Diane's here. Oh, my
right.
gosh. So we had a nice meal together and everything. And, you know, the focus on so many things. I'm going to talk vaccine exemption issues. I've got a lot of that. But, you know, your area, you've been at it for so long, is these safe harbor provisions in states that, you know, would normally prosecute anybody holistic for practicing medicine without a license. I mean, your idea is we need healers to heal. We need the freedom to heal. All backgrounds, all ways to go. What's the latest?
Well, the greatest news is that Nevada passed their wellness services bill out of the Senate last week. And it's already been passed in the Assembly, and now it's going back to the Assembly for concurrence. If the Assembly concurs, it's going to be on the way to the Nevada governor this week.
So you call it a wellness service bill?
Yeah. Each state, when they go after the practice of medicine without a license, there's all these unlicensed practitioners. There's, you know, homeopaths and herbalists and Qigong people and energy people, and they're not doctors and they're not nurses. They're just awesome healers around the...
Yes.
And so each state, they go forward and they put their draft bill in, and then when that draft bill hits the legislatures, the legislators go, well, we don't want that word in there, or we want this word in there. And Nevada really liked the word wellness, and they wanted the term wellness in their bill.
So wellness services, so it opens up the realm of safety for health care providers that are not medical doctors, not chiropractors,
right.
You know, other licensed professions,
right.
To be able to do what they're trained to do. Again, not deceptively, you know.
Exactly. So what they have to do is, if they're providing wellness services and they're not a traditional medical professional in Nevada, they would have to then give to the client a client bill of rights to say, you know, a disclosure to say, this is who I am, this is the training I have, if any, this is what I do, and they have to make sure and give that disclosure out, and they also have to avoid a list of prohibited acts that Nevada does not want them to do if they're not a trained medical professional. So that would be, you can't puncture the skin, you can't give out controlled substances or prescription drugs, you know, you can't diagnose a medical disease,
mm-hmm.
and a very basic list of prohibited acts that are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And it leaves a paragraph in there that says, if someone is doing something that, you know, the state feels would cause an imminent risk of harm, they can shut them down.
Okay.
At the
preponderance of evidence?
Yes.
Or something was. Now, what would you say, because you've been at this for so many years, this Nevada bill, how would you rate it in terms of what you like to achieve an ideal world for freedom for health, holistic health care providers to do?
Well, that's a very good question. Each state is different. This will be our 10th bill for Safe Harbor.
Mm.
And in New Mexico, they have a really, I'd say New Mexico is the one I like best.
Mm-hmm.
But Nevada is an unusual situation. They're one of the three states that have homeopathy, licensed medical doctors that practice homeopathy. So the licensed medical doctors that practice homeopathy do not want the unlicensed homeopath
to
practice. It's just amazing. So
listen, I'm a homeopath.
We didn't get that, you know.
I'm a homeopath. I can slap other homeopaths, can't I? Because that just ticks me off. I'm sorry. Don't like that idea of a limiting competition for their practice. But I know it's the MD homeopath concept. And
We didn't win that one in Nevada, but I hope that someday the homeopaths go in and take back their rights.
Please
in,
do,
in Nevada, but it's not going to happen this year.
Please do. Maybe they can become hookers, right? That's legal. Right? Well, in Nevada, I don't know.
Nevada.
Homeopathic hookers. Oh,
It's been a wonderful experience working with Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Jenks and Sunshine Health Freedom Foundation have been great. Representative Kerner's been great.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been a good experience. They're awesome people that are there. They're very, have high integrity and do good work at the Capitol.
How many years later are we since the Minnesota bill passed, the Safe Harbor?
Minnesota passed 1999.
Incredible. Okay, so 1999. How has it worked? Is there any things that, I know obviously you've learned along the way too, but the state that had it just about first, how is it received today? Has there been any efforts to overturn it? What's up with that?
Yeah, really good. Before I comment on Minnesota,
sure.
Wisconsin's getting ready. They're working on co-sponsors for the next 2 weeks. They'll be looking for co-sponsors for the Health Freedom Safe Harbor bill.
Okay.
Senator Moulton is carrying the bill. In Massachusetts, they already have a bill number. Ohio has an active bill going. And so we're really hoping to keep the momentum going with the ones that are already tracking in the legislature.
And by the way, that reminds me, we got to tell them, how do they get the National Health Freedom? What is it?
Nationalhealthfreedom.org is our website,
okay.
And that brings you to our 501c3 nonprofit. And mm-hmm. if you see a green button on the right and it says action, you'll go to the lobbying organization, which will, you know,
okay.
take you to an action site.
Good. Thank you for that. So it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Diane Miller is with us. Brian Hooker coming up next. Minnesota, 16 years later.
Yeah. And, okay, so many states have a licensing law for massage therapists, right?
Yes.
Minnesota's always saying, no, massage therapy is under our health freedom bill. So the massage therapists come and try to get licensed every year, and we try to kill their bill.
Right.
So this is an annual thing. But we're trying to create the concept that, hey, the health freedom bill works really well. You don't have to pick out massage or homeopathy or herbalism and go get licensed.
Yeah.
You can work under a health freedom bill very safely, very good for, and a very broad range of body workers and massage therapists
mm-hmm.
work in Minnesota. So every time it's challenged, they try to repeal the health freedom bill sometimes, and we just keep going, and we can say, but we have to protect our health freedom bill from actual, sometimes natural health people, which is kind of strange.
Well, it's a wrong-headed concept. It's a turf protection kind of idea of licensure.
Yeah.
It may benefit some schools and not others, right?
Yeah.
They get to select who it is. So it's anti-competitive. And as you found, 15, 16 years in, has there been any major scandals associated with a holistic healthcare person? And
no, in fact, I think that's why consumers are getting more aware. They've got an availability in a lot of these states now to go and find the people that they like. And so I think it's actually increasing personal empowerment for searching out options
mm-hmm.
because now they can take this disclosure and they can say, oh, my God, they're not practicing underground. They're giving out their disclosure to their doctor. Their doctor calls back the homeopath or the herbalist and says, hey, you know, you're working with my client, too. It used to be that a person would not tell their doctor what they're doing because they wanted to protect their practitioner.
Yes, yes.
And now these practitioners talking to each other, the doctors are learning about herbs and homeopathy things, and try this and try that. So I think Minnesota is a there used to be 14 holistic doctors in Minnesota in their little group.
Uh-huh.
Actually, there was 7 when I first started.
Okay.
Now there's 640 on their subscription list and 150 organized holistic docs. And I just think that the whole energy is changing.
Yeah.
In Hawaii, they actually tried to mandate licensure for herbalists and have a particular...
I remember that, yes.
This past year, and then it went into a study bill, and we presented formal comments to Hawaii saying, absolutely not, you need a health freedom bill there for everybody, not just herbalists. And they actually put out the recommendation that herbalists should not be licensed in Hawaii.
Hallelujah.
And we were just very grateful for that
right.
determination.
Well, isn't it a little bit an evolution in consciousness, as I said, because the dominant model has been this licensure model coming primarily from petrochemical monopolies, medical doctors, and then others adopted. We've doctors of chiropractic, even in some states, naturopathy, again, homeopathy in a few, to really beat back the tide of that idea that licensure actually does something good for the public, which it doesn't seem to be evidence to support that. It does something good for an economic monopoly of a small group. And that's, you know, a shift that has to happen. But your work, tireless all these years, is making inroads. It's happening.
Yeah. I actually think that the culture that's changing is that there's more respect for the consumer who wants to go and find, or the client or the health seeker, you know, that they want to go find somebody, even if it's the little herbalist down the street that she's been making teas for the last whatever. You know, they want to go find somebody, but they want to know who it is in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
They always know they can go to a they can go to a medical person. That's a given. The hospitals are there. The clinics are there. The issue is that they want to go where they want to go. They want to go figure out what is Reiki, what is cranial sacral work, you know, what the heck is homeopathy, and what's the difference between the word homeopathy and naturopathy.
Right.
And that's what's really happening, is that the actual health seekers are feeling more empowered, I think.
How selfish of you health seekers, you want to find your own way to go. I know that's the outrage, the silliness of this, isn't it? We can't trust the consumers. Of course, it becomes a nanny state concept. Take care of it and protect them from themselves. And I'm sorry, the arrogance of those people in government, they don't know how to take care of themselves. Leave us alone. And Diane Miller, you've been a true champion for so many years, a hero and a friend of mine, and I love you dearly. And I appreciate you stopping by the Robert Scott Bell Show anytime there's breaking news.
I'm just so glad to be here. I'm glad to see you. You're a dear person. I'm glad you're keeping the word getting out there, and I'm glad you're traveling around the country too. And thank you so much for your work.
No, thank you. I'm blessed. And please say thank you to all the wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible, without which I couldn't be doing this 6 days a week, much less making it to places like Autism One. Check it out. Links are up at robertscottbell.com. Also, nationalhealthfreedom.org. Go there. Sign up for any updates you can and stay in touch. We also have Patty Finn and Tammy Goldstein coming up, as well as next Brian Hooker on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing something for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, it's reunion time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Our good buddy Brian Hooker, PhD, he is with us, and he has got some big news to cover on some more studies that are going to be coming out published related to a reduction in IQ. But that's only a tip of the iceberg. We got some congressional discussion to do. Some of you have questioned whether Congressman Posey is on our side or not, or if he's stalling. We're going to ask Brian that question as well. What about the state mandates in California or elsewhere? Brian Hooker, my friend, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Robert. It's great to be back on your show. It's great to be here at Autism One. I wish I could live in a state. If I had my family here, yes, we would never leave.
Yeah, well, I mean, wherever Autism One is, it's our family in a sense because of the people coming together who have been through it. Now, as you know my story, it's only been about my ailments when I was younger, even vaccine injury in my own body that I had to uncover. And thankfully, it allowed me to make better decisions that, you know, I didn't go through a lot of what parents have gone through, what you've gone through with children who have been injured like this. But my heart just, it cries out when I see these families here. And what you're doing as well, considering what you've been through, to help them, not only your son, is amazing.
Well, and it's a land of hope. I mean, this is, you know, I've been to the Autism One conference many, or this is my fourth or fifth year, I can't remember, but there's so much support here, and there's so much truth here. You know, it's a stark contrast. Last week, I went to a mainstream medicine conference in Salt Lake City, mm-hmm, and watched people beat their heads against the wall against, you know, finding the autism autism gene, or finding the way to socially interact because we just don't understand these kids. And
well,
there was
all about behavior, right?
Everything was about behavior. Everything was regarding genetic reductionism. And there was nary a talk or a presentation or a poster on environment or environmental gene interactions or vaccines or the gut. And, you know, it was like living on a different planet. And it's just a breath of fresh air to be here amongst friends, amongst family, and just see the difference. You know, this is where the difference is being made.
I've had a great time interacting with some fellow research scientist, Stephanie Senna from MIT.
Oh, she's a kindred spirit. She's just amazing.
Chris Exley from England on the aluminum thing.
Right, right.
And you know, even though, like, Professor Exley is saying he's, you know, all about, he's pro-vaccine, let's just say it that way, we didn't have an issue at all because he really isn't, he's got this intellectual integrity to say, here's what the science says about this. I'm not, you know, he's not extrapolating out. And it, I just find that so refreshing. And I know I'm probably setting a very low bar for scientists today, but when you find one that actually you can talk with and really meet the minds, and it's not about emotional charge, trying to convince one another or pushing an agenda. It's just something that says, well, maybe there's hope. Maybe there's something we can do to reveal the information like you're trying to put out there when you reanalyze the stats coming out of CDC.
Correct. And, you know, the refreshing thing about this, you know, and I've undergone some minor persecution. I mean, yes. you look at what's happened to Mark and David Geyer and Andy Wakefield. I've undergone nothing like that. There is nothing that, you know, I have a very, very supportive university. I also am supported by Focus for Health, the foundation that's run by Barry and Dolly Siegel. And so I have no real complaints. We're wonderfully blessed, me and my family. But the nice thing is I can look at the data. I can analyze the data for the data's sake. If they say one thing or they say the other thing, I'm able to go with that data, not question the data, but actually look at what the data say and then let that guide good healthcare decisions, good actions, and the other studies that need to be done that the folks like the CDC and the Office of the World refuse to do.
Yeah, and that was some of the point when we talked with Chris, how putting the data out there and bringing the facts together and publishing them to allow people to make fully informed decisions. And, you know, the thing is, those sides that are promoting a vaccine agenda, they're not only are they not willing to have people see this stuff, they don't want to study it. I mean, they're absolutely blocking this. And anybody that comes out like you've done with your reanalysis, they try to find any ways to attack you. As you said, not as viciously as some, like the Geyers and Wakefield as such. But still, I've seen and I've heard and I've countered to the best of my ability. So we recognize it's a whole different realm what we're dealing with, what you're doing, what other scientists are doing. And I think for the right reason, because if you're not for fully informed consent, then you don't understand what happened in Nazi Germany and why there's something called the Nuremberg Code. And with that, I'm going to take a break because you're going to stick around for a little bit here this hour.
Absolutely.
All right. Brian Hooker is with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show, special friend, special guest here at Autism One. We'll tell you how to learn more about what he's doing, and we'll be talking about the state mandates, what's going on in Congress, as well as a new reanalysis related to the reduction of IQ post-vaccination after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For those of you interested in the Echo Water system that I have in my home and you'd like to get it for your home, if you haven't done so already, come and see us at Autism One. Paul Barrichero, my good buddy from Echo Water, will be with me, and we'll be talking about the benefits of molecular hydrogen in children that have been diagnosed with autism.
Absolutely. Amazing studies we'll be sharing at Autism One on the link between autism and gastric ghrelin and how H2 or molecular hydrogen can increase ghrelin production in the body.
And that is significant. We'll be talking about it there. Come down and meet us in Chicago, autism1.org. Also go to robertswater.com to learn more. Download the free ebook and call 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty.
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them, 800-337-7017.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now, 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now, 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Brian Hooker's with us. We've got a great, great show today coming up. We've got a super powerful women hour next hour. We'll get to that in a little bit. But for right now, the masculine men, Brian Hooker and Robert Scott Felder, together again.
Excellent, excellent. I'm flexing my pecs as we speak. So.
I did not need to know that.
No, I'm getting a visual image, and that's not good. So,
oh my gosh, Brian, this issue. I know we should be laughing, but at the same time, we have to find humor in life or else it's just all too depressing, this issue of vaccine injury damage, the government working against us and the big pharma working against us. And Ike said, I love to find those moments of humor, and I appreciate that you still have that bright light shining.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You've got to be able to laugh at the things that come in day to day. And one of the things that is so laughable is looking at how the powers that be in the state of California are pushing the vaccine agenda as they're trying to completely remove personal belief exemptions
and religious
exemptions, which were basically taken away by AB 2109 a couple of years ago. But now the personal belief exemption is in serious danger of going away. And leading that pack is a pathological liar by the name of Dr. Richard Pan.
Right.
Dr. Pan is guided by two lobbyists that he always appears with at the same time whenever he's in his committee meetings, whenever he's talking to the press. He's flanked by lobbyists from, I believe, they come from the group called NACHO, which is the National Association for City and County Health Officials, which is heavily funded by the pharmaceutical industry as well as the CDC and the CDC Foundation. And so he will get his information. I felt very honored that he personally lied about me, he called the whole CDC whistleblower. Of course, the conversations that I had with Dr. William Thompson, who is the senior scientist who admitted to committing fraud at the CDC, Dr. Richard Pan said that the CDC whistleblower, and this is how he termed, which is completely offensive, is just another Wakefield fraud.
Wow.
Which is offensive on all levels.
Yeah, because there is no Wakefield fraud except the fraud against him and the attack on him.
Absolutely.
But stunning, the degree, the levels to which they will reach. I mean, their feet are in the pits of hell while their heads are still somehow on this planet, in my opinion. Now, this movement to remove the exemptions in California, it's moved through the Senate now.
That is
correct. It's got to go to the State Assembly, I think.
That is correct.
And at this point, you know, I'm not very optimistic. I'd like to say I was, but the way that they're corrupting the system and the way they're ignoring the parents and the way that they're just selling out to Big Pharma, I don't know what to say here.
I don't want for people to give up.
I don't want them to either. That's not my message.
The Senate in California operates as an old boy network. And it's a very strong old boy network, and it's very difficult to get state senators to vote against each other. And so, I heard this firsthand from a Senate staffer who said, this is the way things go in California State Senate. And so it cleared the Senate by an astronomical vote of 25-4 and only 10 against. My senator, who is a man that I respect immensely, Senator Ted Gaines, voted against the bill, and he also testified to the fact that his own daughter had a vaccine adverse event and ended up being hospitalized after a vaccination.
But the sad thing about that is, how many more of their kids are going to have to suffer this fate before they say, oh, okay, I'll vote against it like Ted Gaines did?
Right. Right. I mean, it's a huge object lesson. And unfortunately, you know, to open the eyes of these individuals, kids are needlessly having to suffer and are having to be made examples regarding more and more vaccine injury and more vaccine injury being covered up. You know, Pan has said things like, nobody's ever died from the MMR vaccine. Complete, total fabrication. If you look at the VAERS database, if you look at the reports from 2004 to 2015, there's 108 deaths reported from the MMR vaccine. He also has gone after the religious exemption and said that there are no vaccines that are derived from aborted fetal tissue. Completely falsehood. Completely false. And, you know, you look at the two examples where if you get vaccinated for those particular diseases, you don't have a choice. That would be the MMR 2 There is no choice except for that that is derived from fetal diploid cells. And then also the Varivax, which came from an elective abortion from the 60s. There is no other chickenpox vaccine. Not that I would recommend that you would ever get the chickenpox vaccine, but when you take away those personal belief exemptions, then those that are pro-life will have to violate their conscience, or they'll have to be homeschooled. Okay, and I know, you know, my own son is homeschooled in California. I know that they're going to come after the homeschoolers.
Yeah, I think inevitably they're not going to let anybody out of this thing. But again, this is the sad state where the people of California have, and it's not just California in this case we're talking about it, have basically given up on their own liberty, their own fundamental superiority to government servants, to say we have to ask permission to say no to something that is a violation of our belief system. I mean, it's an outrage. It's atrocious, or it's an atrocity. Again, I bring up the concept of the Nuremberg code here, a violation of informed consent.
Exactly. And, you know, those types of things, you know, people are, we're not going down without a fight. If you look at what's going on in Sacramento, if you look at the rallies that are going on statewide, you know, when the Senate committee hearings, the bill had to pass through the Judiciary Committee, the Health Committee, and the Education Committee, and in fact, they had to redo the structure of the Education Committee just to get it through that particular committee, which was nigh unto criminal, the way that they did that. But if you look at who shows up, the amount that are against SB 277, it's about 20 to 1. It's
right.
About 20 that are against it and one that is for. And usually those ones are these astroturfers like Dorrit Rice, who is very, very active, owns stock in GlaxoSmithKline, I believe is supported by Merck directly, who underwrites her work at University of California's Hastings Law School. And they're going after people like me who are telling the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you'd be proud of Super Don, because he's got an alter ego called Hoofnagel the Science Cat, and he's taken on these pseudo-skeptics and these astroturfers, and he's using their own techniques against them, and it's a beautiful thing. His kung fu is really good.
Oh, he is the absolute best. I have seen Super Don, Hoofnagel the
Science Cat.
I've seen some of the posts, and they're ultimately hilarious. It's not difficult to take apart these individuals, and it gets down and dirty very, very, very quickly. It reduces to ad hominem attack.
Yeah. But exposing them in that way, let's say, takes that energy from them. They've been able to be successful, funded who knows by what, big pharma source, but the reality is they're used as kind of hitmen, if you will, to injure, to wound, to maim, and destroy credibility, yet they have no credibility. And that's the point of being smart about how we can deflate some of their techniques, and very simply and easily, and Superdon has done a wonderful job there. Now, moving on to Congress, now on the federal level, you know, where are the hearings held, right, with these things? Where's the CDC whistleblower hearing? My goodness, right? We've got all this stuff coming out that was exposed, and yet you seem to hear crickets chirping in Congress over this issue. Posey, Congressman Posey in Florida, he's not far from where I am. Some have said, oh, he's just stalling. He's part of the problem. You deal with him directly. What is your perspective? What's going on there?
I talked with Representative Posey at length about this particular issue, and I think of all people, he's probably the most frustrated, because he's gone out on a limb regarding this. You know, he has no skin in the game. He doesn't have an affected child. He doesn't have an affected grandchild. He's basically doing this because he believes it's the right thing to do. And so the CDC whistleblower has turned over tens of thousands of pages of documents to him. He has in turn shared it. He sits on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, but he's not a committee chair. He's not a subcommittee chair. So he has very, very little power to call hearings or to subpoena witnesses. And so, you know, he has bumped it up to Lamar Smith, who's a congressman from Texas. That's where the pressure should go, is Lamar Smith's office in Texas. If there are any Texas constituents of Lamar Smith, they need to know right away that that Representative Smith needs to do hearings on the CDC whistleblower and subpoena the CDC whistleblower, who's sitting there wanting to be subpoenaed. He can't testify on his own accord because he'll lose his job at the CDC. And some days I think that would be a really good thing for
right.
him.
Yeah.
So science, space, and technology. And then also Representative Posey has reached out to oversight and government reform, where the chairman is Jason Chaffetz from Utah. Utah has the highest vaccine compliance rate in the nation, also has the highest autism rate, no surprise there,
right.
in the nation. And if you want to contact these people directly, all you have to do is email, and it's all one word, report to OGR at mail.house.gov, and tell them that they need to subpoena Bill Thompson, the CDC whistleblower, and hold hearings about data fraud in the CDC as soon as possible.
Okay, data fraud.
And so Posey is working directly with Congressman Chaffetz's staff in order to bring about these hearings. And if anything, Posey is the solution. It's some of these other congressmen that are, rather than doing the right thing, are running up a white flag mm-hmm. and saying, CDC, we surrender, or just testing the political winds and saying, oh, how is this going to help my career, which is not why we put them in Congress in the first place.
No, not at all. So, again, you're standing by Posey, trying to do his level best, but he's alone pretty much. He needs assistance. We need to put it out to Lamar Smith right now, in a pressure point, in other words.
Lamar Smith and Jason Chaffetz.
And Jason
Lamar
too.
Smith, they're both Republicans. Lamar Smith is from Texas, and Jason Chaffetz is from Utah.
Utah, got it. All right. Well, I want to make sure we got that all linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. We got about, we got a shorter segment coming up. Can you stick around till the top of the hour?
Absolutely.
Ryan Hooker.
For you.
He's
the world.
He's a good friend. I won't tease him anymore. Yes, I will. doing great work. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the reanalyzation of data resulting in a statistically significant reduction in IQ in a particular subpopulation of those who are being vaccinated. You don't want to miss this. This is, stick around. We've got a few minutes. We'll be right back with Brian Hooker right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The economy is teetering on the edge. Spending and taxes are at all-time highs. Average Americans are hanging on by their fingertips. Is the American dream dead? Can it be restored? Join us at Freedom Fest, the world's largest gathering of free minds, in Las Vegas, July 8th through 11th, to hear the historic debate between Paul Krugman and Steve Moore. Plus, Senator Mike Lee, publisher Steve Forbes, billionaire Steve Wynn, and media mogul Glenn Beck tell us how America finds her way back. Discover the new American dream. Register today at freedomfest.com to find out. That's freedomfest.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, next hour, we got a powerful women hour. We've got Patricia Finn, Patty Finn, and she's a hero of mine. Tammy Goldstein, also great stories to share with you. But right now, wrapping it up with Brian Hooker. Brian, my friend, the statistical analyses that you redo reveals things that are not too, favorable for certain vaccines, or maybe all of them, perhaps. Cover-ups from CDC again. What is the latest that you're uncovering?
Well, what I've done, I was able to, through the help of Dr. Thompson, basically walk through the front door and get data from the CDC on the Marisol exposure. And this was a study that was done in 2007 on neurotypical children. So this was not children that had intellectual deficits, but they were looking at specific test scores and the ability for them to score on things like IQ tests. So I've been very, very interested in the effect of thimerosal at birth, okay, which, contrary to popular belief, the hepatitis B shot has trace amounts. Trace amounts is up to one microgram. It's too much mercury. And so these kids are getting this injection on the first day of life. Mm. So they are still being exposed to thimerosal, if not in utero through the flu shot.
Moms and dads want to remind you that unless your little baby is coming out of the womb and running out to have a wild sex orgy or get a tattoo with a dirty needle, there is no need for a hepatitis B vaccine. Just a public service announcement. Okay, go ahead.
No need.
On, Brian.
No need whatsoever.
Yeah, right.
And so I looked at the statistics that came out in this paper. Obviously flawed, fraudulent. They used covariates to basically bury the relationship. Covariates are things that are correlated to rates of IQ, but have nothing to do with rates of IQ, like how many armpit hairs do you have.
So it's inconsequential, but if you throw enough of these variants, covariants in there, you can muddy up the waters and no one can find anything.
Right. CDC typically throws about 20 different covariates into an analysis just to basically to muddy up the waters. So I took all the covariates out, and lo and behold, those children that got the birth Hep B shot. Now, this was back when it still contained the full complement of thimerosal.
Mm-hmm.
Those that got the birth Hep B shot, their IQ scores, on average, I mean, and this was a cohort of about 1,050 children that were selected for this particular study, on average, their IQ scores were 3.4 points lower if they got that birth hepatitis B shot versus the children that didn't get the birth hepatitis B shot.
Okay.
And so I became curious. I thought, I wonder how this breaks down if you look at race. And so the first thing I checked was I wanted to make sure that I had enough of the individual race categories. And CDC had that data cataloged. We had whites, we had Hispanics, we had African Americans, and then we had a category called other. And so the whites, there were about 500 whites in the study. There were about 300 Hispanics, about 150 blacks, and then the rest fell in the other category.
Okay.
And so I felt like I had enough information there to do a good analysis on the whites, the Hispanics, and the African Americans. And lo and behold, what I found was that if you looked at the whites and the Hispanics, there was no statistically significant effect of the birth hepatitis B shot on their IQ scores. But if you look at the African Americans, there was a significantly skewed effect. There was a highly statistically significant relationship in the IQ scores of the African Americans that were getting that birth Hep B shot. They were 5 points lower than the IQ scores of the African American children that did not get that.
But if you took it all in total and you saw 3.4, you could argue it's just a anomaly, maybe nothing, right? You started analyzing each group, subgroup, and suddenly it was a real significant one for the African American kids and not significant for others, or particularly white kids.
That is correct.
Wow.
Now there was a negativity. There was a negative result in everybody tested.
Okay.
It's just that it only surpassed statistical significance and was quite marked in the African American cohort.
Again, where are the so-called civil rights leaders in this? Because the other thing with the CDC whistleblower study, you also showed that young African American boys getting the MMR on time had a higher risk as well of developing autism.
3.5 times higher.
Yeah. So, all right, we've got more questions, but we're out of time, Brian, but this was a phenomenal discussion today, and I appreciate you so very much. You know that.
Thank you. Thank you for all you're doing, Robert Scott Bell.
If I ever stop teasing you, it's because I'm mad at you for not calling me back.
I will always call you back because I love it when you tease me.
Oh, my gosh. Brian Hooker here with us on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Get ready. Another powerful hour of healing coming up next. Go to robertscottbell.com for all of the links. Again, Patty Finn coming up as well. We've got some stuff to do here at Autism One. The power to heal, though, is still yours.
The Robert Scott,
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.